Oh my God.
You, I get.
We're
you,
alive. Wait,
you, yeah, right? We're back. Oh my God. Resurrected from the dead. You, I get, right? Because you wrote the music.
Drumming along to it.
You, however, four stars. Are fucking idiots. And I love our guest.
Why? Why are you going after him right now? Welcome to the Negative One Podcast.
Yeah.
Local author and now nominated author, Patrick Edwards, author of Space Trippin'.
Again.
Is back with us again.
Yeah, we like him.
Thanks for having me.
No, you got to do it like I did in Philly. Hi.
No, he's getting the. He's got his.
I'm in character.
He's
you have your Lego.
Are you Will Arnett or are you
Christian Bale. Bale?
Or are you Will Arnett playing Christian Bale? Are you playing Will Arnett playing Christian Bale?
This has got way too meta.
We're here to do Lego Batman.
Batman's.
Lego Batman.
Yeah, I'm really going to stop. That hurts my throat.
Yeah.
And Patrick, number one, got nominated for a pretty awesome award. Number two, he lives down the street. We all like to go to Waffle House. And number three, as soon as he found out we were doing like Lego Batman, was immediately like, can I please come do Lego Batman? And I'm like, yeah, let's do that.
Also known as Nostalgia the Movie. That was great.
We'll get into it. Yeah. Hi. We're alive.
Yeah.
And I'm really sorry about the release schedule. We have had...
Part of it's me, because you send it to me, and then I have to write show notes, and it takes me for freaking ever, because I'm busy.
Well, but that, and I have not even had time to get in and do sound compression and editing on the live show, and then my life has been upside down since I got back from Philly.
What have you been doing lately?
Oh, God, dude, I'm remodeling a room in my house, and there are hell hath no fury like spike strips that hold down carpet. Like, if you could design a hell for me... It would be having to listen to James Aldean or Jason Aldean, who's the guy who sings about pickup trucks and women who broke his heart.
Yeah, I got you.
That guy.
There's so many. Well, <the guy. laughs>
I just got into a huge argument with somebody about country music, but four stars. So
I'm the one who'll get the backlash for this. You know that, right?
I don't care.
I know you don't care.
We are remodeling the living room, and my version of hell would be having to, number one, rip out and cut up carpet, but number two, having to pull up those fucking corner strips that are nailed into the floor, but also nails pointing at you, so you pretty much can't touch them without getting porcupined. And my hands and my everything just hurt
leather
so
gloves.
Bad to them.
I don't think I've ever heard porcupine used as a verb.
Porcupined?
Yeah.
If you got hit by a porcupine.
No, you got porcupined.
I got
Or hedgehogged.
I don't think do hedgehogs have enough piercing power? I've never seen.
I don't know what their power rating is. It's got to be under 9,000.
Definitely under 9,000. I think that there's Super Saiyan God
it's
1.
It's under 9,000.
I have to take my digression to make fun of Dragon Ball Z that they have already introduced Super Saiyan God 2.
Oh,
like,
that hurt.
Like they can't just have a Super Saiyan God. They have to make sure that there's levels.
Yeah. So what's funny about that? To me, I don't like Akira, whatever the hell his last name. I can't pronounce it, and I don't care.
Oh, yeah. Is it Akira Kurosawa?
The director? Like
the guy who makes Dragon Ball Z.
No.
Yeah,
not,
you've said this
not
before.
Not Kurosawa, who makes mad films. Hey, I don't make films, but if I did, they had a samurai.
Yeah.
Did
not expect a bare naked ladies reference.
I want to rip into the next section, but I'm missing the middle sentence. And
I don't like the way that his art looks. Like, and that's part of the reason why I've never gotten into Dragon Ball.
Yeah, you've said that before.
But I love Chrono Trigger, and that's the same artist. And I love Dragon Quest, which are both video games, but that's the same artist. And that's all fine.
Both about fighting and time travel and dragons.
Yeah.
That's all this guy knows.
But for some reason, yeah, right, I know. But for some reason, the cartoon, I just can't. I'm not on board. Not on board.
He'll finish this at his next guest appearance.
Yes.
But, so remodeling my living room. We painted. Even you walked in and said, dude,
looks good. Looks good.
And I was, dude, painting was rough. But I'm happy with it. Where I'm laying, as soon as we're done with the recording.
You're going to lay some
record
carpet?
Day.
Yeah?
No, because those corner strips. For real. We're putting in laminate hardwood.
Put some hardwood down.
Some hardwood.
I get it. Sex.
guys, penis and vagina.
Am I right? Oh. Speaking of, since you're such a fan of Hardwick, since you know the whole Nerdist thing,
mm-hmm.
His show's gone. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. So why did At Midnight go away? Is he too busy, or is it that they just were done?
Well, his story is they were done. And
363
like,
episodes. No,
400. They hit 400.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dan Telfer, who's a writer for the show, and so is Blaine Kapatch, both said that they were. It was getting tedious to try to find something new every day.
I bet.
But then on top of it, Chris's schedule was really bad. They toyed with getting somebody else in there, and they figured that it would drop off anyway. And they had some viewership like went down. So
yeah,
you know, it was a perfect storm of things. And he's doing other stuff. So
yeah, I mean, I'm. Obviously, I'm a big Chris Hardwick fan. My book is in somewhat because of him, it got published. But at the same time, even I wasn't watching it every single day.
No,
I would watch two a week.
I would watch them on Hulu. And then eventually, somewhere around episode 300-something, I was just like, man, I can't.
It's all the, like, he made the joke that Ron Funches won all the points. So, because he's on all the time.
Did they do a Champions of Champions? Did they do Weird Al versus Ron Funches versus
who's Doug Benson's been
Tom
on.
Lennon?
Doug Benson's one of the top winners.
Top, yeah.
No, not that I know of. They did a McElroy one, which.
You guys have
that
already.
That was really enjoyable, actually.
You guys have already McElbaited today.
Yeah. No, that one was actually pretty funny. And I'll tell you, the one I thought Justin would be the funniest. Travis killed it, and Griffin came in second. Justin was not funny.
But didn't Justin win? He did the...
Hold on. We're being invaded.
My dogs are trying to come through the door like Gestapo.
So, you've been remodeling.
Who's next?
Well, I guess me.
Yeah.
Yeah? So, my wife got me on Big Brother.
Dude, everyone in my department at work is fucking
American or
obsessed.
UK?
American.
And apparently once you're on it, you're on it for life.
Like she's watching it because some of the people from her department are they talk about it so much. She's like, fine, I'll watch it. She watched it last season. And I avoided it successfully 100% last season. Somehow I sat down and it was on and I was playing on my phone. I was like, yeah, fine. Just watch that. I'm not going to pay. And I got sucked in into the vortex. To where, like, after watching that one, I was like, when's the next one on? 3 days? Yeah, let's watch that. Record that. Make sure I'm home.
My entire ring of people at work, you know who, like, my friends my coworkers are at work. Yep. Every single one. They don't miss an episode.
Nope. It's on 3 times a week, and, like, it's on tonight, and I'm, like, I'm waiting for it because I can't wait to see who gets evicted.
Dude, wow.
I hate it. It's trash TV. It is absolutely. It makes me feel bad for watching it.
But the funny thing about it is, I've been told that the politics are like House of Cards level top notch.
Yes,
because they have people who've been watching
some Machiavellian schemes.
Yeah, they
going
have
on.
People who've been watching the show for like a decade, and they know what to do when they get there. Like know what to do.
This is the 19th season. Most of
holy
the,
shit.
Most of these people are
is it
in
still
their,
the same house.
I mean, it's had some changes, but yeah, I mean, it's a set. It's not really a house, but it is a house. It's like a soundstage house.
Bombshell.
Yeah, right? Dropping bombs over here. But yeah, 19 years. So most of these guys are in their early 20s. They've been watching it since they were kids.
Yep.
And then there's one dude who's like 55, and he's like, I think he's from Jersey or Philly, and he's like, just he looks like he should be killing people for a living, like just mobbed up. He's got like greased back hair, and it's got a silver stripe in it because he's older, and it's just where his gray is. And I'm like he wears suits and vests all the time. I'm like, you're waiting to hit somebody in the kneecap. And there is somebody who crushed her foot, so she's on crutches the entire time. I'm like, I see what's going on here.
You were silenced.
Yes.
You were dealt with.
Yeah, you'll vote the way I tell you to vote.
The Big Brother wormhole is real.
It is.
It's fucking real.
For real. Next season, dude. It's. I hate that I'm telling you this, but it is. I feel dirty after watching it, but it's so enjoyable. Oh,
Patrick,
I will hold out.
You have things to promote.
Yeah.
And what also have you been doing?
In the last 2 months.
Yeah, since the last time I was back for a visit, a couple things. We talked about my, what we call it, locally sourced organic human being.
Oh, yeah, you're organic, free range.
Yeah.
Wait, so there's organic and then there's rescues. So you have an organic child.
Yes.
Thomas is working on a rescue child.
Yes.
He's also got a lease option to buy parakeets too. Yeah.
we've got the one already. She's our, you know, fucking we've got the toddler. We found out they're having another girl, so that's cool. It's
really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're outnumbered.
Were you hoping for the boy, or did you not really care?
honestly, it was win-win because if it was a boy, I get the boy. If not, now it's a girl. I have all this stuff that gets to get reused. Yeah. No, dude, but girls are true. Awesome. It's congratulations, a lot of fun. Man. Thank you. Yeah.
I know it in my heart of hearts that if I had a little girl, I'd be so stoked to have like a little princess running around the house.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Not to like, not that I would make her wear princess shit, but like I would.
Don't you assume her gender
or her royalty?
Ziz gender.
I would hope that Zur, my little
imaginary bambino,
oppressed like mud scooper from Monty Python. I would hope that she just was a great
help. No. I'm being oppressed.
Girls, help! Help!
Girls
I'm
are
being
awesome.
Oppressed by the inherent oppression inherent in the system.
Girls are awesome just because my wife can do all. She has. She's Disney princessed out everything to the max.
She already owned it.
But
all.
I can. But you know, I'm putting Star Wars on in front of her and buying her Star Wars like onesies it's and
princess movie.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. But well, no. So it's a lot of fun.
I just made myself sad.
Yeah. Why do you do that?
I don't know.
That's like one of the two celebrity deaths that actually really affected me.
What was the other one?
I feel like David Robin Attenborough. Williams. I'm just sitting back watching the nature happen.
Robin Williams.
Oh, dude. Prince. I can't think about Robin Williams' death. It makes me sad like and really viscerally upset to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Prince sucked.
Fuck you.
No, like his death.
Oh, his death sucked.
I'm the guy that told you he's one of the greatest guitar players ever alive.
But he's not.
Yeah.
Who was it recently?
Oh my God, Chester Bennington.
Yeah, well, that was surprising.
No, so here's the problem is,
but not if you listen to the lyrics.
If you know them or him,
yeah,
it's not a shock to me, but it is extremely unfortunate. And our mental health happy hour public broadcast. If you have feelings of suicide, you can fucking tweet us, and we'll both drop everything there. We're doing and help you, but. The National Suicide Prevention Hotline is amazing. Those are world-class people doing world-class work. And yeah, dude, Chester Bennington. I wasn't shocked, but it did kind of come out of nowhere.
Wait, who was the Chris Cornell?
Cornell right before,
not a month before, a month and a half before.
Yeah. So that was brutal.
Yeah, that's...
Sorry, you're over here talking about your unborn daughter you just find out about.
And just for the PSA sake, it's 1-800-273-TALK.
There it is.
So, anyway, so we're happy news.
We were talking about while Matt, you're remodeling your house. We just moved into a new house, so that's been its own special brand of chaos.
Yeah,
especially with the toddler and pregnant wife.
That was a built house, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So I've gotten to an age now that I've realized I'm not wealthy. I'm middle class, and I'm doing okay. I've realized now I'm in an age where I'll pay someone else to take care of that.
Yep.
And moving, I'm at an age that I will pay for movers for you so that you don't fucking ask me to come help you.
Yes. It's like, the worst. Yeah.
Two times in a row, a family member that's our aunt, but not our aunt.
Let me set you up a GoFundMe.
Asked people to come out to her home in Indianapolis and help her move. Both times she hadn't packed when people got there and had less than 72 hours to get out.
Yeah.
It's
like, what the fuck? And it happened to me two times in a row. And then it just happened to my mom again. Same person. And
the packing and the unpacking is the worst part. I'll be your ox mule carrying shit all day every day. If you have a stack of boxes up and down, sure, I'll work. I'll grind it out. It's the packing and is the most daunting.
It sucks.
Is there anything worse than packing up the junk drawer? Like where when you get to the room full of like what the fuck do I put in the box together?
Not for me because I'm not a clutter guy. I want to ditch it all. I say throw it away. Throw it away. So I don't even look up. So many times, do we still want this? I wouldn't even look up. Nope, throw it away.
I'm
the other way around.
Heard a podcast where somebody was talking about degrees of tidiness. You're either not tidy, or you are tidy because you throw shit away, or you are tidy because you have your life together.
I'm not tidy.
I'm not tidy.
I've been in your house. I know you're not tidy.
Well, I go through OCD fits.
Both of you are not tidy.
Well, I have to go through...
You need meth in your life.
I go through fits where I need to get everything straight right now. And then other than that, it's just like, I'll get to it later. Yeah. So it'll get to a point where I go through OCD insanity and then I'll clean everything up.
So you're a casual meth user.
Correct. I still have teeth. You might not know. I have a twitch and you could probably guess, but...
Yeah.
Teeth are intact.
So can we get back to Patrick and the thing that he
wants to do? Oh, yeah. No, so you're here both because you're our friend, but also to promote and announce that you're nominated.
So some exciting news happened. So as you as your listeners might remember, I was here promoting my newly released book, Space Tripping. It's about drunken alien shenanigans. It got, if anyone listening or if you're familiar with Dragon Con,
I think everyone is familiar with Dragon Con.
So Space Tripping has been officially nominated as a finalist for Best New Science Fiction Book of 2017, which is crazy and surreal. And sometimes I still feel like it's a someone's a joke someone's playing on me. But
So there's 8 books, right? I think there's 8.
Something like that. But we were talking, I think, one of the major players. I had a little Twitter exchange with him. Oh, no. I don't know if that was before.
Did you really?
Scalzi?
Scalzi, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We had He's withdrawing himself from consideration for a couple different awards. I think he's just taking a break, which I would love to get to that point where I can just want to break
from awards.
So that was the thing when I signed up. So register, go find Dragon Con, just type in Dragon Con award and it'll get you there.
It's awards.dragoncon.org. You register the vote, you just put in your name, email address. A day or two later, they send you an email ballot. It's open voting, so if you're listening, please, please, please.
Yes.
You'll be my best buddy forever. Drop a vote in.
I did it already.
I did as well.
When I looked at it, I was like, yeah. Oh, fuck, there's Scalzi. and I wrote you and I said, I'm sorry, but I think you're going to come in second. I voted for you, but it was hard not to click on Scalzi's name just because he's Scalzi.
Oh, yeah.
But no, if he's withdrawing himself, I think you've got the best shot.
I mean, he says that. He said that to me on Twitter. But
maybe it's a tactic.
I had a pretty
funny Twitter exchange with him.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I need to go look that up. He's not that far away.
I tweeted him. I said, I'll bet you a beer that I only lose to you by double digits. And then he goes back. He's like, well, I've withdrawn myself consideration, so I don't think that'll be a problem. But good luck. Congratulations. I said something like, aha, my plan to passive-aggressively intimidate my opponents out of the competition is off to a great start. And he just said, well played, sir.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he lives just around Dayton or just north of Dayton.
Oh, shit, I didn't know he was local.
Yeah, he is local. And he's, like, best friends with Will Wheaton. I'm like, I want to be best friends with Will Wheaton.
Hey, shout out to Will Wheaton. Wheaton, because they put out a beer with Stone Brewing every year.
Wheaton.
They put out the Woot Stout every year.
Yes.
This year's Woot Stout is fucking fantastic. Is it? If you can get your hands on it, totally do so.
Yeah, you know where you would get that? At San Diego Comic-Con and Wootstock.
No, you can get it up the street right now.
I'm just...
Sir?
I'm giving you...
Sir?
The only... Will Wheaton's only flaw as a human being is he will be on the wrong side of history when it comes to the pronunciation of GIF.
Yeah, don't even... Don't
it's
Jeff.
Technically Jeff.
No, it's, no, it's technically not. Get the fuck out of my house is what it is.
No,
I'm saying get the fuck out.
I'm saying it's according to the person who created it, it's Jeff. He's an idiot,
yes.
But it's Jeff. I say
graphic.
It's GIF.
Yeah, if you understand.
Graphic.
Not peanut butter.
Giraffic.
Giraffe.
Like giraffic.
Giraffe.
No, it's not like giraffe.
No, I like to go to the zoo and see the giraffes. there is like an epic.
Oh,
there's an epic Hardwick? Fight with Hardwick where they both pronounce as many G words with the wrong pronunciation.
Like they
on
flip it. Yeah.
Wait, no.
Yes, it was.
Is Chris Hardwick on the GIF bandwagon?
No, he's on GIF.
He's on GIF.
He's on GIF.
Will Wheaton is on GIF.
Will Wheaton was on Nerdist. And then they had a whole thing where they would flip the G to J and J to G for the whole episode. They were doing that whenever.
Oh God,
it was good. It's really good.
Well, also, I don't know if anyone listening or you're going to be near the Atlanta area, I will physically be in Dragon Con, walking around saying hi.
And then the other thing you need to promote, your audiobook is out now.
Yes, we were talking about that. It was going to be coming out, but the audiobook for Space Tripping is available on Audible.
Yes.
On Audible, owned by Amazon.
When we
Audible Prime.
When we have enough presence on the internet, Audible will sponsor us.
Prime Foods.
And you can get Space Tripping.
Yeah. And, oh, and Casper.
Your ad here.
Yeah. Casper Mattresses, Blue Apron, Squarespace,
Stamps.com.
Loot Crate.
I love
Loot Crate.
Stamps.com/WTF.
Nature Box.
I can't with him. Nature Box.
Blue Apron. Did we do that one?
Yeah.
BarkBox,
that's a good one.
BarkBox. Actually, I've thought about BarkBox because our Pitbull goes through toys like it's nobody's business.
It's expensive, though.
Yeah.
I've looked into it.
I don't like my dog that
much.
We
did it for a while. But then
BarkBox?
Yeah, or I don't know if it was that. It was a dog toy and treat meal service thing. But that's cool. You get the toys, they add up. I mean, you keep... Our dog doesn't destroy them.
Yeah.
So it's just, what are we going to do with all these?
I saw...
That's why I
and
stopped.
Then, and then we'll get to the fucking Luke point Kate. Of the show.
Oh.
I saw a dog toy that came from BarkBox, and it's a happy cactus that when the dog tears it apart, it has another cactus inside that's sad.
I just love the...
Oh, that's genius.
Oh, it's fucking hilarious. You can Google
it. Is it a cactus or is it a cactuar?
No, it's a cactus.
Aww.
It's not a little guy that shoots 10,000 needles.
Yes.
Is that a Final Fantasy reference?
Yes.
It is.
Oh.
Yeah. All right.
Tonberry.
Time for the Lego Batman.
Batman's.
Oh, yeah. Darkness.
I wanted to...
I can't wait, and then I want to do this, and then we're going to do the thing, and then...
I wanted to do something fun, but also Thomas has enough Batman talk on this podcast to get us a 4-star review. So
I'm going to get the fallout of this.
I don't give a, I don't I know care. It's don't just funny shit. To me. So I wanted to do Lego Batman because of all the people to miss it for God, somebody who was at the theater and said, should I see this or Lego Batman? And I'm like, you have to see Lego Batman. And I came on this podcast and freaked out about how interesting and different it was.
I think,
and
the reason why I didn't is because I didn't have my kids and I didn't want to be the adult.
I don't
that
have
were
kids.
No, you weirdo.
But also because Lego released the Lego Ninjago video or the trailers, which actually like look good. I think that Lego is trying to build a pretty legitimate movie universe. Mm-hmm. So I thought that would be fun and interesting to talk about. But also we all know the Lego movie was good.
Yeah. Lego movie was great.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Everything is awesome.
Yes.
Business.
The fact that they didn't win Best Animated Picture.
I don't understand.
Infuriated me.
What did it win that
Big Hero 6.
See, I don't agree. But I thought Big Hero 6 was okay.
Yeah. And I, yeah.
Movie was, I watched
are
that
they making
with a
second
smile.
One?
Yeah. Yeah, they're making Big Hero. I think it's Big Hero 7.
Huh.
I don't know. I don't know how they're doing it, but yeah, they're
I didn't
making
know that was a joke
one.
Or not.
No, I think that no, Big Hero 6'2". He's exactly 6'2".
Like Final Fantasy 10-2. God, that was a bad game.
No, it wasn't.
Final Fantasy 10-2.
Yeah, it was okay. It was fun.
Break
time.
But was it?
I gotta poop. Break time.
No. So, fuck. Somehow.
Hey, CISO's gone.
So, yeah, CISO is gone. I need to cancel my subscription. Somehow I missed a movie with such a star-studded cast that I wouldn't have... If this was any other movie, I would have seen it the day it came out.
I don't know how they got... I guess voice acting when you get premium actors is cheaper.
I guess.
Because you only do it in 4-hour sessions.
No. Let's...
But...
Let's break this down. I'm not even going to say who's who. Will Arnett.
Batman.
Okay. Zach Galifianakis.
The Joker, which can we're going to talk about that now.
No. Let me go through these.
Okay.
Michael Cera.
Robin.
Rosario Dawson.
Batgirl.
Ralph Fiennes. Jenny Slate. Siri. Wait,
what did you...
Yes, Siri is a character.
You want to bet Ralph Fiennes?
Is it Fiennes?
Fine.
Ray Fiennes?
Ray Fiennes. Ray Fiennes.
Fuck.
It's all pronounced Rafe Fiennes.
Okay, whatever. I'm reading it. I don't care. Let's see. Mariah Carey. Eddie Izzard. Seth Green.
It's Maria Carey.
Jermaine Clement. Billy D. Williams, which is funny as shit.
As Two-Face.
Ricky, I can't... Yeah.
Ricky Lindholm.
Lindholm. And then what's his...
Kate Micucci. Garfunkel and Oates.
Yes. Conan O'Brien. Jason Mantzoukas. Zoe Kravitz. Doug O'Brien Benson, too. Which is also funny. Laura Keitlinger. I mean... Richard Cheese.
Yes.
Richard Cheese
in
it.
He's got two movies. He's got two songs in this movie.
So, yeah. Channing Tatum. Jonah Hill. How did I miss this? Chris Hardwick as reporter number 3.
Oh, because Channing Tatum plays Superman, doesn't he?
Yes.
And then Jonah Hill. He's Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill's the Green Lantern.
Jonah Hill's the Green Lantern. Yeah. That's right. Oh, my God. This movie.
All right. There's so many jokes within jokes with that cast thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Joke the fact section. That they got Doug Benson as Bane,
do you know,
is one of the greatest nods to alt comedy I think I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And for those not in the know out there, Doug Benson has Doug Loves Movies, where as soon as the Batman, the trilogy
Dark
wrapped
Rises,
up,
yeah.
As soon as Dark Knight Rises came out, he started doing a Bane impression on everything he does.
Yes.
And now they have a game where he will read a famous movie quote as Bane with his crappy recreation accent that's just a joke. And you have to guess what movie it is. He did the Bane voice so much when they started casting the Lego movie. I think he was one of the very first people they called. You have to do this.
The guys who made it are fans of his podcast. They listen to his podcast. So they just like, wouldn't it be funny if we...
So now Doug Benson has a professional acting credit.
As Bane.
As Bane. As a character of him impersonating and making fun of Tom Hardy's Bane. That is so... amazing. It's just a life thing. That's just, we're all winning. It's okay.
The only one of those that I didn't really like as far as the casting was Zach Galifianakis.
Whoa, see, I totally disagree.
I mean, it was okay, but I kept looking at it and going, that face and the way that it looks and stuff, Mark Hamill.
That would have been great.
But it would have been a little too on the nose.
Yeah, it's hard to separate.
Yeah.
Right?
Because that's a little...
And this is coming on the heels of, and I will inflame half of our audience, and I don't care. This is on the heels of Jared Leto having a bad Joker. Yes. I'm sorry. I understand what he's doing is different and original. I get it.
I didn't hate it, but I also understand why.
It's not the Joker.
People didn't love it.
Yeah. So heels of that, you have Zach Galifianakis doing this very different Joker.
Wait, have you seen that yet?
Yes.
Yeah, you finally did?
Yeah, we did that as a drunk movie night, and it was very well worth it. I don't like his Joker, and then at the same time you have Galifianakis comes out. The way that Joker works in this film is super, super odd. He is trying to sell Batman of becoming his like
lover.
Yeah.
I mean, like, honestly.
He's trying to sell them on their best friendship. Like, it's really strange. It's the movie's all about wanting to belong. Like, that's the heart of the movie is we all need to belong and we have to help each other, but
get in your place.
You have Robin trying to be this adopted kid of Bruce Wayne Batman. And then you have the Joker who's like, we're going to be besties, right? Right? And every time the Joker gets sad, I'm just like, aw.
Yeah.
When he just has tell me this... you hate me.
Just tell me you hate me.
I thought that was an interesting way to go with the Joker. And if you have to clean that character up for kids all the way, you have to go back to the Cesar Romero. You have to go way back to Bombs the Size of Your Head.
Yeah.
Like that, and Galifianakis works for that.
But that was the thing. I could see, you know, because the animated series, right? I could see Mark Hamill being able to do that. But I agree, then it's a bit too it's a bit too in the mix. It's not separated from the animated series universe, and that's really good.
Yeah, and when you throw in the animated universe, we have to, I think it's a universal consensus. Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill are the two best ever touched those characters, right? Yeah.
Have you ever heard Mark Hamill do the monologue, the madness monologue from Killing Joke?
Yeah. Oh, so I watched it.
They just cast him to be in the Killing Joke.
Oh, really?
They're animating it, and that monologue, him recording it one-off, did they already release it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like 2 years ago.
Okay.
A year ago, at least.
Because he did the monologue.
I rented it when it came out.
Was it good?
It was all right. It was, I mean, he was good and it was good, but they changed some things in it and that I didn't like. Like,
go ahead. I've read it. I mean, I've read the...
Spoiler!
This is different. Oh. So they made Barbara, Batgirl, like have a thing for Batman Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
And like tried to or did have sex with him. I can't remember which, to the point where it was really creepy. I was like, no. And it felt to me like filler because the Killing Joke is only an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And they made an hour and a half movie out of it. This is what they added to it to make it. It was kind of gross because it was like a daddy issues thing. Anyway. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. Well, so then we can talk about the weird character dynamic too, on top of Galifianakis' Joker, which is a very different. He's a very needy. He needs the balance out. But I liked that. Michael Cera,
but not just Michael Cera, because Michael Cera is one way. This is Michael Cera if you give him a bunch of speed, meth, and cocaine. Apparently, he's just all over the fucking place.
He's a weird. I'm trying. He's like a Michael Cera Oliver Twist. I don't know how to explain his place in this movie because he's the fake adopted son of Bruce Wayne, which is a different take on Robin. They never like straight out made him an adopted kid.
Yeah,
right?
No.
They did. They do it in the
Dick Grayson when his parents died.
Did Bruce fully adopt
Bruce
him?
Bruce adopted him. Okay, yeah, that was the whole point.
Maybe. Well, I grew up with animated series and different arcs, so. And then
the movies,
did they fully adopt him in those? Oh, I must have missed the point.
I don't know about the movies, but...
What do you think Child Services would have to say about that?
Yeah, is that...
Like, I can tell you it's not that fucking easy to adopt, if even if you have somebody all ready to go.
I mean, he's a billionaire, though. Yeah, you're telling me a billionaire can't buy a kid?
On Etsy.
Apparently a guy on Big Brother can get you a kid.
Yeah. I'll get you a kid. I'll get you a kid.
I'll get you what you want.
Free range?
No, caged.
Brand, make, caged. Model, year.
It's more tender that way. God, just killed the bit.
What else?
You wanted to talk
the casting's
about,
nuts, but
it, well, my, I think my favorite one, a couple of my favorites were we talked Billy Dee Williams as Two-Face
because he was Harvey Dent in the 89 Batman 89.
He was supposed to be, they were setting him up to be Two-Face in the Tim Burton Batmans, but then Joel Schumacher took over.
So wait, okay, so Batman Returns was also Tim Burton, right?
I believe so. Don't crucify me, internet, but I'm pretty but I know from the Val Kilmer and George Clooney were Schumacher.
Show me on this doll where the internet.
You know what's funny? I don't mind Batman Forever. That was the first big Batman movie when I was a kid.
That was where it started to get campy.
Yeah. But there's things about Batman Forever that I like.
Jim Carrey as the Joker, I agree. As the Riddler.
It depends.
At that time,
yes,
was great. Because that was the guy I would have cast for the Riddler.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is that the Riddler, I think, got a lot better than New 52 when they made him a little bit grittier and higher intelligence. Yes. Like he's almost like Hugo Strange Part 2.
Yeah.
Which is actually still one of my biggest letdowns with The Dark Knight Rises is that they really fucking should have done Hugo Strange. Man, they should have done Doctor Strange. Not Doctor Strange.
But Doctor Hugo Strange.
Yeah, I feel like they could have done it, especially with Bane in the mix.
Yeah,
but in any case, I
that's one I wish that they would have done in the reboot was Riddler, because I like the Riddler.
Weren't they talking to Steve Carell and trying to work it in?
I think so, but it just
that'd have been interesting.
It would have to be a comedian, but it would have to be a comedian who can do something serious, which we know Steve Carell, and not fucking Adam
Sandler. Have you seen? Holy shit.
That's a good movie.
So, on the case of the Riddler, though, they got fucking Conan O'Brien, which is, as soon as I heard the voice, I immediately started laughing in the theater. At any joke that he said, but just like, the redheaded joke cracker. Of course you have to get either him or Carrot Top.
Who's the other one? Jermaine. I thought the best.
Oh, Jermaine Clement. Well,
as a cameo. Yes, that was one of the best.
My favorite non-casting was the fact that they have Ray Fiennes or Ralph Fiennes.
Oh, but he doesn't play Voldemort?
But they also have Voldemort they have Eddie Izzard.
So that's... Yeah. Oh, yeah. So the Lego Batman movie is... He is trying to... What is Batman's arc? I don't remember what his
It opens up with the Joker, MacGuffin Airlines, Flight 1138. By the way, because that's also a reference to George Lucas's... No, George...
I love it.
THX 1138, yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't catch that. And, that's a good catch.
Yeah.
And they're transporting MacGuffin Airlines with, like, C4, dynamite, those cartoonish bombs. And then Joker, he has all the classic... not just the classic. All those villains... In the beginning that they introduced, the Condiment King and Egghead.
Those are real.
Yeah. Those are real.
Calendar King.
Yes. Those are Eraserhead. All those are real. They're going to blow up the power grid of Gotham and make it sink into the abyss because of Gotham's on. They show like the two plates like Lego. And then Batman stops them. Yeah. And then they have that moment where Batman's like, we're not in a relationship with the Joker. Right. You're not my arch. He's like, I fight around. He says there's something. He's like, I fight lots around. Of people. I fight around. I don't just fight one person.
That's right.
That's great.
That's the overarching
story is the Joker feels like they should be
there are
exclusive.
Batman is anti-personal relationships of any kind.
Yes, but they
to the point where he wasn't even Bruce Wayne anymore.
Then he adopts a kid because it's convenient.
I love
for his agenda.
After the opening action sequence, when he goes home and he's all alone in Wayne Manor, he keeps his mask on. He's in his robe, but he keeps his mask on. I just love that whole thing of heating up his lobster thermidor in the microwave, and he's eating it on a jet ski in his like in the lake in his bat cave with all his different bat boats around him. And he starts playing a guitar, watches Jerry Maguire's just laughing out loud.
It's
kind of sad, but well, no, kind of
it's
great.
The part, it's the famous part where he's like, "You complete me," and he just goes, "Bah."
The thing that caught me off guard the first time I watched it, but is that when the Joker is trying to put together his league of supervillains to just take him down once and for all and establish himself as apex arch nemesis, they loop in all these other Lego franchises that you completely fucking forgot they own. And he puts together a league of super evil, and it's Godzilla.
Yeah.
It's the Jaws from Shark.
The
Jaws from Shark.
Shark from Jaws.
Wow. Shark from Bruce.
Yeah.
Voldemort.
Yep.
Who else? There's another.
It was Wizard of Oz, the Wicked Witch of the West, Wicked and her Flying Monkeys. Gremlins.
The Gremlins.
King. Did you say King Kong?
No, King Kong
King
is
Kong
there.
Was in it,
Seth Green plays Godzilla, which cracked me up.
King Kong. God, there was more. I can't remember any of them.
But he uses the Super Alliance to then destroy pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm.
The other cameo, the one that we didn't mention, is Ellie Kemper as the gatekeeper of the other dimension. The little blinking light.
Literally just a 2x4 Lego brick floating.
Oh my goodness, guys.
Yeah.
All right. My whole Michael Cera dynamic, as much as it's not a different role for him, I felt that was very fresh. He's done a lot of the same thing. Unfortunately, he gets typecast quite a bit, except for Scott Pilgrim.
Love that movie.
Kudos to Edgar Wright. But I really liked the way that they did the whole Robin relationship. It didn't feel annoying. It didn't feel yearny. It worked. And he sold that pretty well. It's a hyper attentive kid.
He just wanted love.
I just want love.
Yeah, that's all he wanted. And he was so happy to get it. And he was like, to make it darker, he could have been the sacrificial pawn for everything. But he wasn't. He was just Michael Cera on crack. I thought the Phantom Zone, the most clever device of this entire movie was the Phantom Zone. And the fact that the Phantom Zone had everything from the Lego multiverse in it.
Yep.
And was there Ghostbusters in it? I can't remember.
No, but there was a Ghostbusters reference when they all came out. It looked like the ghosts coming out in the first one. The director, Chris McKay, wanted some more R-rated villains in there too, but those got shut down. I had a list. I forgot what they were. But
yeah. I'm just thinking like, they could have done every franchise. And now that Who's in it, they could. Oh, there was Daleks.
Yeah, there were Daleks.
There were Daleks.
Oh my God, that was we forgot about Daleks.
Because then they go, these murder robots, ask your nerdy friends or something like that.
That's right.
Ask your nerd friends.
Murder robots.
they could have done more. They could have done like Scooby-Doo and all of that. But I knew it was coming because I think you had spoiled that for me at some point because we were talking about the cast. But when it happened, I that just makes me happy because it's, I mean, come on. Batman, we kick all their asses. So
I wish I had time to watch it again because it was reference on reference on reference.
Oh,
nonstop.
Dude, it's so
even
it's
in
so
the
thick.
Opening with the how the pilot's not concerned that the Joker's going to, he's like, no, Batman's going to stop. He always does. What about the thing with the two boats? This is better than two boats.
My favorite reference was the when he talks about dancing to the Prince music.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
bat dance.
Yeah.
Bat dance.
Yes. Was that the you mean the time when I danced down the street the Prince music?
It's like you went through a phase like this in 2016, and you went through all the years of the Batman movies, and then that weird
1940,
one in
1940, 1969,
is that weird one in 1966, and it shows him from the old Adam West show.
So this is a good time for me to mention this. So are there three Jokers or not? Do you know this theory?
Yeah.
Not mm-hmm. you.
Sure.
Do you?
Uh-uh. I might, it might have heard it.
The theory is in the DC universe is that there are actually three different Jokers. And they tag in, tag out, or it's like three different eras have picked up the mask. But it's three very distinct different Jokers. There's the gangster, the comedian, and the murderer, right?
Yeah, the psychopath.
The psychopath. There's three. Yeah. And the only time that they've all been the same person is Mark Hamill's Joker.
Mm-hmm.
But the theory is inside the DCU, they have them separated for a reason. And that's the way that it works. And so, Jack Nicholson did the gangster. He was the first one to do the mm-hmm. gangster. And then Jared Leto is doing the modern gangster, which would be like a mob, like a hip hop mob boss.
The the psychopath was Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger. Right.
And then the comedian was Cesar Romero.
Yes.
Cesar Romero? Yeah.
I think that that is a very fanboy thing to try and explain away confusion or whatever. I think it's
just different artists and different writers' interpretation of a character.
Yeah. And different times.
I don't find that to be a locking theory in my opinion, but it's an interesting one. I like it, and it gives people a better angle to research.
So at the end of New 52, there was, I don't know the whole story because I didn't read it, but I know there's a point where Batman had godlike powers, mm-hmm. and he ends up sitting in a chair, and this chair can answer questions. He gets a wish or a question or whatever, and he asks, who is that Joker? Who is the Joker? Who is he? Because nobody still knows who he is. And it doesn't show the answer, but it shows Batman's reaction is, my God, it can't be. And the going theory is that he learned that there were, and I think they made reference to there being more than one, like later on. And now the theory is that there has always been three, and that they are related but not the same person, which is why his origin story changes every time too.
It means his parents always get dead.
Who?
Bruce Wayne.
Not Bruce Wayne. No, being the Joker. You know, did he fall in chemicals? Did he do it during a heist? Was he an employee of Ace Chemicals? Was he the Red Hood at the time?
Yeah.
So there's
that's
all those.
A feature of the Lego Batman movie that actually made me real happy is that everyone is exhausted with the dead parent
yes.
story.
Like even he's like, I don't want to talk about it.
Everybody is so, it's like Uncle Ben.
Yes.
We're over it.
Yeah.
We're over
the it. Portrait. He's looking at his parents. It says the street name is Crime Alley.
That's what it is though.
Was it?
Yeah.
From the, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we weren't very clever in the 1930s.
1930s, yeah, 30s. No, the
I feel like that's kind of their fault then.
Yeah, it is. I mean, no, that's part of it. Now they call it a neighbor. It's a neighborhood that's colloquial called, you know, colloquial, whatever.
That would be like here in Cincinnati if we called Over the Rhine Murder Town.
Well, back in the day.
I like Murdersburg.
Murdersburg. Like Duckburg, but with murders.
Yeah. DuckTales.
Woohoo.
Oh, sorry.
Is that a new one out yet?
It's coming. We're on the precipice. And they announced that they will do a new Darkwing Duck.
Yes!
Trivia on that. The guy who wrote the DuckTales theme.
Yeah, I saw this on Reddit.
Like forever contract, he gets a royalty anytime it's played.
Yes.
So the guy who originally wrote that is about to get paid.
So that's how most music royalties work. But what's crazy is that they only paid him $1,200 up front. But he has made so much money since then. And now that the show's coming, but that's why on shows like Bob's Burgers or Metalocalypse or all these other things.
Never seen Metalocalypse.
They get rebroadcast money. So what's the guy's Alan
Tudyk?
No. Damn. There's another famous Alan that was an actor in the 80s. He played a dad in a lot of stuff.
Thick?
Yes. Alan Thicke. Died.
Robin Thicke?
Yes. Yeah. His dad, Alan Thicke, wrote so many theme songs for so many shows.
I didn't know
everybody
that.
Thought he disappeared from obscurity. No, he gets so many royalty checks because he made so much music you don't even know about.
Huh. And that's why his son's into it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes. James Lipton used to write theme music too. And that's how James...
Guy?
What?
Sorry.
What? No, bad. James. But that's how James Lipton like raised a whole bunch of money to do shit.
I didn't know that was a thing.
He wrote the theme song to Thundercats.
What?
James Lipton wrote the Thundercats theme song. But there's a whole bunch of people. But like Lauren Bouchard, that's a big thing for him. Is in every episode of any show he does, he writes an original song to make sure that even if his show is taken away from him, he'll get some kind of long-term royalty out of it. It's fucking genius. It, yeah. That's why Bob's Burgers always ends with a goofy song about something that happened in the show.
So
that's why, because it's number one, it's a fun thing to do and you can incorporate it in your show and make it original, but it also like locks you in. And if you get all of your people to perform on it, everyone's guaranteed syndication some profits.
Kind of money. If it's syndicated.
Can you imagine if the guy who wrote that Seinfeld theme,
oh, yeah.
He's got to make a fucking shitload of money.
For that they didn't have a theme, did they?
It was just the bass. It was the bass. Baseline, it was the bass sounds. It was actually a guy on a keyboard. It's a long.
It's very funny that you say that because I've been listening to, I was going to save this for next week because I'm not caught up, but Nerd Poker. I've been listening to the reboot of Nerd Poker.
Yeah, has that been going okay?
Dan Telfer keeps them in check.
Thank God, somebody does.
He plays the
got rough
the,
for a minute.
The DM. Blaine's not allowed to do it anymore. Blaine does play, and he's, you know, he's a bird. Like attention everywhere, right? At one point they had a Casio keyboard because they're recording in his dining room. And his kids' Casio's keyboard's there, and during the for like three episodes in a row, it's just Blaine in the background playing with it. And he finds the bass line, and it sounds just like it's bass guitar, and it sounds just like
Seinfeld.
Yeah,
that was written on a Casio. It was written on like a really high end one.
Yeah, and that's what they have.
Please tell me their characters in the campaign make a Seinfeld reference joke.
No, not yet. I mean, well,
there's a whole.
Have you ever heard Nerd Poker?
You know what? I did. I forgot. I picked it up. I don't know if I listened to it from the way back when.
Way back when is who, when to do it.
Yeah. Who was the original DM?
Sark.
See, I didn't like his DMing.
Really?
I didn't like his emphaticism.
I feel like he put too much detail. I don't know. It's just, I felt like so much of it was just him talking.
It was hyper detailed, but he doesn't have an interesting voice or presentation style. Which that doesn't work out well.
And that arc didn't interest me with the water peoples and the collective.
It paid off with the giant demon baby, though.
The problem with that arc was that he wrote so much that the characters just didn't do. So they ended up doing something completely different, and he was just trying to like fill time because he didn't know what to do.
When Poseidon's giant snaps that girl's neck fight as that character, and he goes, was that okay?
It's funny,
that
right?
That was funny.
Sparklet was awesome.
I did like number one, the way he died, but then number two, the character he replaced it with, which was the Hot Topic goth kid.
Yes.
Damien. What was his last name?
Dark something. Something. I don't
remember. That was fucking good. It was everything that he hated about metal posers. Yeah, he rolled up into one emo character.
Yep,
I love it.
So they do for Patreon supporters, which it's $5 a month. I'm like, sure, why not? They do like bonus dungeons where it's off, not in the real world, but the same characters.
Yeah,
it's Saren Sark.
Oh, cool.
Sark plays a character or a couple.
I always liked Sarah. I thought she was great.
Sarah Gazzardo. She's all right.
Lego Batman. The only other thing I can think of is that the way that they do the brick animation just gets heightened in this thing.
It's better than the Lego movie.
I meant to look it up.
It's refined. And actually, one of the worries I had walking into it is
it's computer animated.
Is it all? Yeah, it's computer animated, but then they drop the frame rate. They drop the frame rate down to make it look chunky, like you have to rebuild it every time. Mm-hmm. And they follow the rules of Lego physics, where the blocks have to bend and move a certain way.
Right.
They only have two exceptions. The head and neck and the body are allowed to bend a little bit more, and the hands are allowed to grip further than they should.
Yeah.
Those are the only two rules. Everything else has to adhere to the physics of what a Lego brick can do.
I think that's part of crazy. Part of what was really enjoyable from a visual aspect of watching this in the Lego movie was, yes, that was like, those are Legos. Those are actual Legos. Yeah. It wasn't overly,
and it's brick by brick too. Mm-hmm. Like they don't wash stuff.
Well, it makes sense. You make an object, it's object oriented animation. You make the objects and just put them together, and that's how it works.
Yeah.
You could write
it lends
code
itself
for that.
Directly to it. It's kind of ingenious. And the games really drove that home. Like, this is what this is.
It's so weird that it works though, but it does work with the, all these like just, we're going to take these existing properties and make, because there's those Lego Star Wars games, which are apparently really, really fun and good.
They're them.
There's a bunch of shows. There's Lego Star Wars shows. There's a Lego Frozen, like little animated featurette that
I didn't know that.
You have a young daughter. Oh, yeah, that's right. You'll learn all that real quick. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with it. Yeah. I get you.
I have seen, Moana and Frozen more than any other two movies ever in my life.
At least you didn't have a sibling or have a kid when Caillou was around.
Fuck, I heard that. We don't. We purposely don't ever let that on because we've heard that it will make our kid really whiny and annoying.
Oh, my God. Fucking Caillou. Sorry.
But can anytime I accept, you're welcome.
Yep.
The only, have you seen Moana?
No,
you should make him. You should make him. That should be an assignment for this.
I've heard.
It's good.
Alan Tudyk plays a chicken.
Hey. Yep. Yes.
So the animation.
Yes.
Lego Studios is killing it. I think it's beautiful. It's more refined than the Lego Movie was, but the Lego Movie was supposed to be chaotic and feel like a kid playing around with a whole bunch of different sets that don't match. I was afraid that Batman was going to be the same way. I'm like, how the fuck are they going to do that hyper jumpy ADD kid set to set? And I was like, oh wait, no, they're in a universe and they're going to live in it. That's why when I realized they established their universe and then started breaking their own rules and they introduced the other franchise villains into it, I'm like, yeah, okay, I got it.
That could very much be a kid playing with a bunch of Lego sets.
Definitely could still be.
And I feel like they did themselves a disservice by not marrying them, because this is supposed to be a guide in or a side story.
Yeah, and honestly, that makes the most sense, because when I was a kid and I would play with like my Batman toys and stuff, I would always have the alien Xenomorph be the enemy, because that's a better enemy than the toys I had. So like, you just mix shit together. Like,
that's how kids do it.
That'd be cool.
He says something like, they do kind of reference, because they say Master Builder Modus at one point.
Yes.
When he builds the Scuttler. The Scuttler.
Yes, so that was the thing I was getting to, is that
he's a Master Builder.
The Scuttler is one of my favorite Batman vehicles.
Which one's the Scuttler?
The bat thing that's arms extend. Like,
oh, yeah.
They extend and pull and it walks real weird. That's like one of my favorite Batman robots ever. That thing is so fucking cool. Mm-hmm.
I was expecting Morgan Freeman in this movie, and he did not show up. So,
who played Alfred?
That was Ralph Fiennes.
Oh, that's right.
Ray Fiennes.
I can't stop calling anything I touch like my phone or pewter now. Just pewter,
pewter,
pewter.
I wish you could change Siri's name. You can't. I tried.
Yeah.
You can change Alexa's name. You can call her whatever you want.
You should change her to pewter.
Oh, I'm doing that. I'll do that. That's
oh,
thing.
Dude.
Oh, dude. Oh, dipper. I can't do it today. Oh. I'm off. My voice isn't there.
It makes me sad.
The Scuttler was sweet. And then I did like that when they went to, and he went to go pick a vehicle, he had like all the vehicles on giant carousels, and they built all of them.
How have we not had a break at all?
We're going to take it right now.
Okay.
Whoop. Woohoo.
Button.
I'm not paying that guy. Don't talk over the theme music.
I didn't. Tell our guest.
Come into my studio and disrespect my shoddily thrown together. You know, I made that theme song in less than an hour because we had to release our first episode and you told me we needed music.
Yep.
I'm like, microphone.
Yeah. And then you did elevator metal. Yeah,
what would the music sound like in the elevator at the Hard Rock Hotel Vegas? That song. It needed to work, but it didn't need to work too well.
Yeah, it's time to switch it up. We keep talking.
What?
You were the one who mentioned a while ago that you should change the theme music.
I could do something to
a year two. Know. But now we're well into
what
year
if you
two.
Did something really pleasant on like a keyboard, like actual elevator music?
Do you own a keyboard?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, two.
Oh.
Dude, I have a closet full of synthesizers in the other room. You forget I released an EDM album.
I know, but
and I DJed like solid
to...
for two like two
I
or three years
you did
all original
that in
music.
Like GarageBand or something. Oh. I don't know.
Going back to the topic at hand, because I had a note that I just found.
Jason Manzoukas is a scarecrow, and I totally forgot until I was pooping because how genius that is.
I don't understand why that's genius.
Do you not? Oh, dude. Do you watch The League?
You know what? I the first like three seasons.
Man.
I liked it.
I don't
Jason
watch
Manzoukas.
But he's awesome in it. Yeah. He's a force of
Rafi.
Psychopathy. It's not. Yeah, it's just.
That's a beer,
hey,
sir.
Can you come hold it while I poop?
Wait, what?
That's something Rafi says. Yeah. Dude, he's awesome.
I don't watch The League.
A murder boner?
You never got a murder boner?
Oh, that no. sounds like Rick.
But do you know what is just so dumb that just made me laugh to myself watching it? Was the pew 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 pew.
Whenever whenever they fire, and it's lasers, just like in freaking cartoons and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this was good.
Yes.
I watched it a while ago.
Okay.
You know, because you
fair enough because we took a 1 month hiatus.
Yeah. You assigned it to me a while ago, and so I feel like I'm a little off.
Philly was on 7/7/17. Philly was
That was so the last time we've
it's been a month
recorded. Yeah, so I watched it a while ago. I'm not as up on it like I should be because I didn't rewatch it before we came, and I should have. But I did remember liking it, and I found it funny. In fact, Lindsay probably liked it more than I did.
Yeah,
she thought it was hilarious and extremely cute. And I thought for sure she was going to be like, oh, another dumb cartoon that I have to watch with my husband.
I don't appreciate that sentiment. Cartoons are awesome.
I agree, but that's what I figured she would say, and that's not what I got. So
yeah,
it was a good movie. A minus.
Yeah. So I would put it in the A minus territory too.
Yeah.
When it was over, the nostalgia and the excitement was running pretty damn high for me to go see this thing. Like
I wanted to see it in theaters. I just felt weird.
It was Batman the Animated Series brought back to life. I was uber excited, and I'll tell you what, I got a product that was a little different than what I walked in expecting. It wasn't the super ADD jump cutty like the Lego movie was. They integrated all these other villains from everywhere else. But then I got sold this whole layer of meta subtext and goodness. Like the second Doug Benson popped up as Bane,
yeah,
and I knew why that was fucking hilarious, the whole movie just completely changed. And I'm like, oh my God, this is a comedy nerd's dream. Like there's so much subtext and hidden things inside there.
It satisfied your inner child. And also, yeah, there are grown up wannabe hip. Get references.
And I was shocked at that.
Yeah.
Like genuinely shocked. And I walked out a different level of excited. And I was just telling people, you have to go fucking see this. Like you have to go see this.
I was very impressed with the number of cameos and little shit in the background. Cause I'm a big fan of that. But like you had said, Calendar Man, Condiment King, Zebra King,
Egghead
was another one. I have a list of them here. Penguin, Man-Bat. I love Man-Bat.
Oh my God, Man-Bat.
Captain Boomerang, Egghead, Crazy Quilt, Captain Eraser. Boomerang. Polka Dot Man.
Is this the first movie appearance of Captain Boomerang?
No.
With Suicide Squad. Which they reference.
Yeah.
Which
sorry.
They reference. He goes, oh, because the original Batman villains help Batman in the end to beat the new villains. And he goes, what am I going to make a team of criminals to defeat a bunch of other criminals? That's dumb.
Tarantula, King Tut, Killer Moth, March Harriet, really? Zodiac Master, Mutant Leader, Dr. Phosphorus, Magpie, Calculator, Hugo Strange.
Yeah, Hugo Strange is in there.
Red Hood, Kabuki Twins, Gentleman Ghost, Clock King, Calendar Man, Kite Man, Cat Man, Zebra Man, and Condiment King.
Condiment King.
Really?
And all real. You look it up. He even says Google somewhere. It. Joker even says Google it. It's all, those are all, yes.
I think I could watch this movie as much as your daughter watches Frozen.
I don't know, man. But I'm telling you, in the morning, wake up, she goes to her high chair for her milk and breakfast, and she goes, Elsa? Olaf?
Really?
Yes. First thing in the morning, it's says hi to mom and dad or whoever's getting her up, and it's requesting that.
How do you break kids up? Of that trend.
So we try to, we'll put some other stuff on for her, but here's the thing. If you're at a restaurant or you're just trying to get her to eat something and just stay calm.
You got to do it.
Yeah. No, we'll put it this way. It's a victory if she only watches one of those once a day. It'll be like in the morning. It'll be,
My 6-year-old is like that too. She's getting better, but she is very TV focused because that's what she does in her house. And that's annoying because it's not what we do at our house, well, to a point. But I go back to thinking, like, was I that way when I was 6 years old? Because I'm pretty sure I wasn't.
I can't remember. I don't think I had something I watched over. I had some I watched. There was that animated Robin Hood I really liked. I remember watching that a lot.
The one with the fox.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Disney one. I mean, I remember, like, when I was at my grandparents, I would wear out tapes of cartoons because that's what they had.
I wore out the Iron Giant.
But they didn't have, I didn't have Nickelodeon growing up. I didn't have cable.
You know, it's funny. All my friends had cable. I didn't get cable until I was 16.
Yeah.
This is the first time I had satellite.
We had it when I was an early teen, and then we lost it because we were poor. So it's very interesting.
Am I the last generation of Saturday morning cartoons?
I think you are. Yeah. I've tried explaining that to my kids.
Where if you didn't have cable, that's all you had?
Yeah.
I just saw an Onion article the other
day. Well, no, you had daily. See, that was the thing. Like, I was explaining this to my kid.
I had Beast Wars in the morning, then I had afternoons.
My big one was Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
There'd be two new episodes every Saturday morning. A lot of times my friend would stay over. My dad would take us to IHOP, come back in time to watch the two episodes.
Because it was on at like 11 or 10:30. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I remember the daily cartoons for me. Even when I was 16, 15, 14, something like that, my daily cartoon in the morning, sadly, was Sailor Moon. Like, I got up early to watch it.
Yeah.
I got up at 6 a.m. to watch that one because there wasn't a lot of Japanimation.
I got up for Pokemon. I saw the entire first season of Pokemon English dub for the first time as it played.
When that came out, I was already out of high school. Yeah. So.
But it was, for me,
living in Japan.
Pokemon, two new episodes every morning because they were trying to catch up really quick.
Yeah.
And then Beast Wars, Transformers Beast Wars.
I remember Beast Wars. I'm trying to think of, like, what was the... The Tick was on when I was
Love the Tick.
X-Men.
You know they're doing. Have you seen that pilot on Amazon?
Oh, the pilot's amazing.
August 25th,
and it's about Arthur. Nice. That's the thing that I love the most. Is the show isn't about the Tick. The show is about Arthur,
which is the interesting way to do it.
Yeah, it's the right way to do it because the Tick is a fucking one. So he's a one-sided one-hit wonder. And
I grew up with,
makes sense.
I grew up with the Disney block. I grew up with the resurgence of the Marvel comics. So we had.
Oh, fantastic. The Spider-Man?
Spider-Man, the animated Spider-Man show, and X-Men.
I grew up with X-Men.
Super angsty
series.
Wolverine.
Yes. And then they also did a Fantastic Four. They also did a Hulk. Yeah, so that was me. But Tiny Toon Adventures, DuckTales, Chippendale Rescue Rangers with Gadget, and all of those, Tailspin.
That was the best time
for kid cartoons. That's, they don't do that
anymore.
And
Animaniacs ruined it for everybody.
Yes.
Made it how best. The fuck do you top?
No, oh, I yeah. know. Aren't they trying to bring it back?
Yeah, no, they're going to. They are. And thank God, because it might resurgent the whole variety show style cartoon. It might bring it back. Yeah. It's a format that's been lost.
Who was the voice for like Mime Time and... That.
Good idea, bad idea.
Yes.
That guy? I don't know who that guy is, because I know everybody else on that show. But I don't know who is the announcer. I don't know. So I'm assuming, Patrick, that you like Lego Batman.
Yes.
Enough that you're like,
it was so much fun. I love all that stuff. I love Legos, obviously love Batman, and just they did I just think they did a really, really good job of
Go ahead.
No, I just layering it all together.
The reason why that came into my head, good idea, bad idea, you'll find this funny. Are you caught up on the Adventure Zone?
Oh, God.
No, I'm not caught up on it, but I do enjoy it. Sorry, I was off mic there. I'm not caught up on it. I know I need to, though. I enjoy it very much.
The reason why is because there's a character who was put in as a joke during Murder on the Rockport that makes a resurgence, a thousand of him make a resurgence, and he was the voice of Good Idea, Bad Idea.
That's the guy?
Tom Baudet.
That's his name.
From fucking Motel 6.
I thought that's where you're going, because I remember, I was like, wait, do you just made an Adventure Zone reference?
Yes. So, Tom Baudet.
You said Adventure, am I caught up on Adventure Zone, the podcast? Yes. I thought you were asking if I was caught up on Adventure Time, the cartoon.
No, Adventure
Zone.
So,
no, Adventure Zone, yes.
Yes.
Of course, it's a McElroy show, right?
It's great.
Yeah, you know.
Tom Baudet.
Out of my house. sweet. Lego Batman. Everyone should watch it.
We'll leave the light on for you.
It's full of, it's got something for everybody.
It is. It was a lot of fun.
Sick abs.
Will Arnett, man. He is.
So buff.
He really is a perfect blend of all the Batmans. Yeah. Like, I don't know how he's goofy, be Kevin Conroy, though. Christian Bale, and Adam West at the same time, but he was the perfect pick for that. And he's killing it. And I love that
They're doing a second one.
Yeah. And when he goes on the red carpet and stuff, they go, I mean, you know you're talking to Batman, right? Like, he owns it. Yeah. Yes. He loves that
because he's a goof.
He loves that he is Batman. Like, and in his head, mm-hmm. I know that he's joking, but I know that in his head he goes, well, yeah, I am the Knight.
I'm fucking Batman.
You can tell he's having fun at the, it was at Oscars with the, where they did the Lego movie song, Everything is Awesome, mm-hmm. and he came out in Batman with a guitar. He's screaming, darkness.
I was like, oh, that's good. I haven't seen that. I had to look that
up.
Yeah,
so great. The Lonely Island guys did Everything is Awesome at the Oscars, whatever year that was. Yeah. And there was like a bridge in the song, and then Will and I in Batman came out with like a little like metal riff.
That's great. Funny.
All right, sweet. So next week, right?
Yeah.
So are you waiting on me to do that?
Yes.
So you made me watch a cartoon.
Okay.
I've had a cartoon on my list for you for 2 years, so, 2.5 years.
So because I've been watching cartoons, I feel like for like 6 episodes in a row. Yeah.
Shut up.
Gravity was not a cartoon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Gravity wasn't, but Gravity Falls was, yeah. And we did 2 of those.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
I'm just trying to alienate, you know, the adult listeners. There's a cartoon that I think that. And I say cartoon, it's really a film that happens to be animated.
This is guaranteed Studio Ghibli.
Yeah, it is a Studio Ghibli film. It is. It's a film.
You're defending the medium chosen. It's Studio Ghibli. Okay.
There's one called Grave of the Fireflies.
This is the one that you told me is like the saddest shit ever, right?
Yeah. Bring your tissues.
I distinctly remember you saying, oh, well, we have to do My Neighbor Totoro.
I've never seen My Neighbor Totoro.
Maybe we could do that as a twofer eventually.
We need to do Ponyo as well.
Ponyo, that's the and what's Howl's Moving Castle, which is like one of my wife's favorite movies of all time.
Howl's Moving Castle.
Okay, so Grave of the Fireflies.
Grave of the Fireflies.
This is the one that's like a soul crusher.
Yes, this is a little real. Ponyo is a retelling of The Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
This is
that's right.
I'm trying to think. This is a documentary on the horrors of war. Good luck. Have fun.
Thank God it's animated.
Yes.
Yeah. What are you doing to me right now?
It's like me making you watch Akira after there's been some horrible genetic mutation in your own brother. This is what it's going to be like.
Oh, thank God. You know, it's not like the anniversary of Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Oh, wait. No, it was literally this week.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I know.
Oh, wow.
I think that's why it came in my mind space. So.
Okay. Well, I'll...
Dude.
I'm going to skip that one.
Oh, dude. There we go. See, yeah. I got Seuss dialed in now.
A little levity.
A little time. A little coffee.
A little poop.
That's it. Patrick, plug your stuff, man.
Yeah.
We're waiting for you.
Space Trip is the book. If you like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, but you wish it had more swearing and more drunken antics, you'll like my book.
It's available. I have actually read a word book now.
And I'm only going to call it a word book.
A word book?
When I interview you or any kind of promo stuff now. My word book.
Your word book. Dude, it's fun. It is genuinely fun.
It's a dead medium. Why are you doing your job?
Self-loathing.
You know what you should get into? Newspapers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have this great investment opportunity for
you. But you said that the audiobook's doing great.
Yeah. So it's available.
But that's good. That means people are getting his stuff, mm-hmm. which is good. I just finished it. It's great. I had fun.
If you are interested, it's in paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Audiobook's on Audible. They have exclusive rights with that. But paperback and ebook are available on many, many platforms.
Yeah.
Including internet.com. What did we used to call that?
Magic internet box.
And also, again, if you're keen and you've got 30 seconds to spare, go to awards.dragoncon.org, register to vote, get your email ballot, send it back. I like it if you voted for me.
Yeah,
that'd
please
be nice.
please do.
Don't vote for Scalzi.
Yeah,
you can't.
No.
Yeah.
But you can find the Twitter exchange. He said it.
Your vote will be wasted, voting for Bernie in the primary.
No, but yeah, that'd be awesome because I'm going to be there. And if you are hearing this and you are going to be near Atlanta during Dragon Con weekend, I believe it's Labor Day weekend, I'll be hanging around getting into trouble.
What's your Twitter? There.
I'm at Rambling Waffle.
Rambling Waffle. Rambling or Ramblin'?
Rambling with the G.
You're not from Kentucky.
No.
No, he's from Illinois.
But Actually, that's a good way to get in contact with me. I'm kind of a Twitter addict, so.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Good luck before their stock crashes.
Yeah.
Snapchat's going away.
It's not going away. It's changing its business model.
All right. That's all we got. Grave of the Fireflies.
How do I turn myself. This off?
Do not push that button.
Is there a button?
Do not. I will push the button over here. Don't. You'll destroy my microphone.
What's the equivalent of an audio smoke bomb and vanish?
You mean this button?
Oh, you can do. It's called a washout. You just bring up like white noise to blast things out.
I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot.
No, do not touch that button. All right. Yeah, that's it. We're sorry about the release schedule, guys. Life has been crazy.
I'm not going to promise it's going to get any better.
I'm sorry too.
Last time I did that, I got fucked.
It'll be better. I'm sorry. And then as a sweet appetizer, we're going to release the live episode of Bad Advice Show we did this week as a freebie. So,
Planning on doing that, but okay.
All of them are freebies, but yeah, we'll throw it out on our feed to make sure everybody gets to catch it.
Yay!
How can penguins jump if they don't got knees? They can jump 6.5 feet high.
What was the other one? What was the
20 penis? Almond Kill a Man?
20 Almond Kill a Man, that's it.
Bye.
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 NeoZaz.com